News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Over $175 million is to be spent on the construction of 32 houses in Majestic Gardens, St. Andrew. The units will be constructed by the National Housing Trust under a revised housing model, which will allow beneficiaries to expand and customize their units as their resources allow.
There will be a single-story starter unit with room for expansion. Beneficiaries of these units will also be provided with designs free of cost to accommodate the expansion. What we are doing with housing in this community is part of a broader commitment to Vision 2030.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the units Tuesday. Residents of Crooked River and surrounding communities in Northern Clarendon will soon have access to a refurbished training center in their community. This as the Japanese government is spending just over $10 million to renovate the Crooked River Skills Training Center, which upon completion will offer programs by the Heart Trust NTA.
So this grant is to refurbish the building, windows, doors, all the necessary facilities that will make it ready to hand over to Heart. I am extremely happy that the people of Japan, through their very active embassy, were able to consider our request, process the request, and today is the culmination of all that work.
Minister without portfolio in the Finance Ministry, Horace Daly, speaking at the grand signing ceremony at the Japanese embassy Thursday. The fiscal rule legislation, which seeks to boost transparency within the economy and ensure a sustainable budget, has been passed by the upper and lower houses of Parliament. With its enactment, Parliament will have greater responsibility in the management of the country's economic affairs. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the legislation is important as the country has been in the precarious position of high debt and low growth for a long time.
The discipline inherent in these bills constitutes a commitment that we, as patriotic Jamaicans, at this crossroads in our history, have to make for our country and future generations to ensure that the sacrifices that we are currently making are safeguarded and generate permanent positive fruit.
The Maritime Authority of Jamaica, MAJ, stands ready to receive the large vessels expected to visit the island following the expansion of the Panama Canal. Director of the MAJ, Rear Admiral Peter Brady, says the Shipping Act provides the regulatory framework for accommodating large vessels. He adds that the MAJ will ensure ships operate in a harmonized, globally recognized system.
In that sense, we therefore are ready for receiving these new ships that will come here, because what the expanded Panama Canal is providing for is larger ships coming into Jamaica with many, many more containers. So all these things are being made available now.
The Panama Canal expansion is expected to be completed by 2015. And 120 net billing licenses have been issued by the government. Net billing licenses allow persons to sell excess energy generated through renewable sources to the Jamaica Public Service JPS grid.
These licenses will enable the licensees to connect to the grid and for the excess energy that you produce to be rewarded, because you are contributing to the overall national demand, and there is a price that you will receive from the JPS Co.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Polwell, speaking during the launch of the United Nations Development Programme Greening Initiative in Kingston recently. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.